big rooftop solar companies say they just want energy choice for Nevadans. The truth is, their plan gives you no choice.
That's a commercial now airing in Nevada, paid for by a political action committee called Solar Energy Fairness. Multiple sources link the PAC's funding to NV Energy, the public utility that supplies much of Nevada with electricity. Solar advocates say the ads hammer extra nails in a coffin after the state's Public Utilities Commission decimated what was a burgeoning rooftop solar industry by slashing customer incentives back in December.
So they're trying to dividing the rate payers.
Frank Rieger is founder and president of Las Vegas rooftop solar company, SolUp, one of the few remaining rooftop solar companies left in Nevada.
So they're saying the non-solar ratepayers are basically paying for the solar ratepayers, so subsidizing the solar system owners. Exactly the opposite is true. If there wasn't any solar anymore here in Nevada, then the utility could raise their rates by their discretion. They could do whatever they want. Solar is the only guarantee to these non-solar ratepayers that their prices remain stable.
In December, the Nevada PUC pointed to a cost shift study that alleges solar customers don't contribute enough to power grid maintenance, and they used this study to justify ending the practice of net metering. That's where solar customers bank credit for excess electricity that goes into the grid during the daytime and lets them pull out the same amount of energy after sundown, a kilowatt for kilowatt exchange. Solar customers that didn't generate enough electricity to cover their household needs would pay Nevada Energy for the difference. Net metering was a significant source of energy bill savings for customers like Judy Treichel. She and her husband invested nearly $9,000 after tax incentives for solar panels nearly 4 years ago. She says the most infuriating part of the PUC's decision is that it allows Nevada Energy to sell them energy they generated at a huge markup.
I don't think it's net metering when they're paying us a lower rate for what we produce in excess and they're charging us a higher rate for what we need to get back. I don't see that as being net.
Other independent studies have refuted some of the PUC's cost shift conclusions, stating that solar customers connected to the grid are paying their fair share. Some advocates say the fix was in on the solar industry when Nevada Energy was purchased by Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, in 2013 for $5.6 billion. Buffett is on the record saying owning a utility isn't a way to get rich. Solar advocates say that what Buffett could have added was, unless the utility is a monopoly and you control the revenue sources. In this case, the revenue source is solar. Scott Shaw is the director of research and commercial development for the Go Solar Installation Company in Las Vegas. He says an increase in solar customers reduced energy demand in the past few years and made the utility look for another revenue stream.
When you have a bunch of rooftop solar that is putting out solar during peak demand times, NV Energy will find it very difficult to justify building new generation stations or huge solar fields out in the desert and transmission to support it when they go to the PUCN to ask for all this money to do those things. That is where any utility around the country makes their most revenue, is building generation stations, facilities, and transmission lines.
Louise Helton is owner of One Sun Solar Electric in Las Vegas. She says the PR campaign is more about Nevada Energy wanting to control the solar industry rather than trying to kill it.
With just a very small footprint of big solar fields out in our desert, we could power the entire country. And if they can secure this, it will be low-cost energy that they will be receiving because all of their raw energy will be coming from the sun, which is a free source that they will capture and then sell to everyone else.
But the main casualty in the war for control of solar has been the rooftop solar industry, which is dominated by small entrepreneurs. In 2015, the Solar Foundation reported over 8,000 jobs in solar in Nevada. The state ranked number one in solar jobs per capita in the U.S. 2016 will look very different. Battles over solar are heating up in other states. Though solar advocates recently preserved incentives in California, a struggle over residential solar incentives has started in neighboring Arizona. Nevada's remaining solar companies and allies are trying to put a measure to restore net metering on a ballot initiative. But if voters pass it in November, the solar industry and customers won't see any relief until next year at the earliest. They say the anti-solar PR campaign, shaming solar customers as energy freeloaders, is also making it harder to collect signatures for the initiative. There is one wild card, battery technology. Experts say the price of battery storage will become attractive for energy-generating households within the next year. With cheaper storage, solar users could disconnect from the grid completely. And in sunny Nevada, that might be what worries the energy utility most. Larry Buell, FSRN, Las Vegas.